Good morning, everyone. I'm Father Virgil Petermeyer, formerly a dairy farm kid from central Minnesota. I'm a Crozier father, and the word Crozier means cross-bearer, because we Croziers, for the 800 years we've been in existence, have worn this red and white cross, a symbol of the blood and water that flowed out of Jesus at the crucifixion. Or I would put it this way too, that it is the blood, sweat, and tears that Jesus put out to build a new world called the Kingdom of God. And I come here with my confrere, Father Kosman Sianturi, from Indonesia, from the island of Sumatra. He's in apprenticeship, but next week is going to be doing a mission appeal, as I am doing with you this morning. This weekend is a mission appeal for our Crozier missions in Indonesia, where the Croziers from Europe went in 1927, so nearly 100 years ago. And we're going to do a very quick visit to some of our mission places in Indonesia. But first of all, a little bit about Indonesia. It is the fourth largest country in the world, coming right after the US in terms of population, 270 million people. And they live on a wide archipelago of 17,000 islands, just north of Australia. And that was my home. I lived on the island of New Guinea, half of which belongs to Indonesia, and I lived there for 36 years. So let us begin to look at some of the mission work that we are involved in Indonesia. And I need to say this first, that our Crozier motto, our mission in the world is touching suffering with hope. Touching suffering with hope. So we go to the central island of Java, one of the most crowded islands in the world. Many, many, many people, and even more yet, children, and many of them not getting education. That is a real suffering for the people of that island. And so how do we touch that suffering with hope? In one of our large dioceses, we Croziers direct a district of Catholic schools, 87 schools, most of them K through 12, to be able to give at least some of the children a chance and have hope for a new future. We also operate a vocation school so that young girls and young men can get skills that will help them get a new lease on life. And now we fly to the west, to the island of Father Kosman, Sumatra. And as we go to that island, a bit of a representation of the rich culture of Indonesia, the men on certain feasts will wear a shawl over their right shoulder for the festival times. You may remember in 2004, the day after Christmas, a huge earthquake caused a horrendous tsunami that wiped out over 200,000 people just in one big wave. Those people suffered much. It's on that island that we Croziers also serve large parishes as pastors. We also work on the diocesan level in some of the commissions. Father Kosman was the director for Catholic family life, so to help families live good family life. He himself comes from a very good Catholic family. Now, we go a little bit further west to a small island off the coast of Sumatra, Nias, and Father Kosman worked on this island for 9 years. That island also suffered grievously from that tsunami. It actually tipped the island, so marshes flowed out, and yeah, now they're able to do some gardening. The suffering that we touch there is the trauma that has gone on for years. But a lot of these people still live a subsistence style of gardening. And so we've opened a Crozier Resource Center to help young men and women learn about really good gardening and farming, even animals, pigs and cows, so that they will have a new lease on life as well. We also collaborate with a group of Native sisters who run an orphanage for children who have been orphaned due to some of these natural disasters. And mind you, Indonesia sits right on what is called the Ring of Fire, where the earth plates meet. And so there are many volcanoes and earthquakes that go on normally. Some of them disastrous, some of them just a rumble in the ground. From the island of Nias, we will now go all the way to the eastern end of Indonesia, where I was living for 30 some years, on the island of New Guinea, the western half of which belongs to Indonesia. And I lived in, and to go there, I will also wear a very unique headband made of cassowary feather. I wear this to remind both you and me that our Catholic Church is a church with a great variety of people, of believing people. And at Christmas and Easter, you would see people coming to church, dancing into church with these kinds of headbands, other kinds of headbands and waist wear. So it just represents this very unique church in the Diocese of Agats, one of the most unusual dioceses in the world. Why? Well, first of all, geographically, it receives a large sea tide that covers about two-thirds of the diocese several days each month, with water that can come up to 3-4 feet for several hours, and then it goes back out to sea again. Plus, we live in a rainforest. We get 12 to 15 feet of rain in a year. So you may well imagine that nothing is on the ground. Everything is built 4 to 6 feet off the ground. All schools, homes, stores, the cathedral, hospitals, everything is off the ground 4 to 6 feet. We have no roads. The roads are the rivers, some of them narrow creeks, and others are rivers that can be as much as a half a mile to a mile wide, which we travel on with outboards or small ships. So that's our way of navigating. Another thing that makes this diocese very, very unusual is that 90% of its people are hunters and food gatherers, living off the jungle and the river. Now, if any of you are fishermen, you know sometimes you go fishing and you get skunked. You don't get anything. And another day you might have more than your limit. Well, what I'm trying to tell you is that these people live on a subsistence style of life, and 90% of the people do not have a regular wage or income. They simply live off the land. But it does not provide for them a truly healthy life. At any one time, people are sick with various skin diseases, leprosy, dysentery, and yes, in the 1980s, AIDS came into the area as well. How do we touch that suffering with hope? We have built the Hospital of St. Odelia to provide help at least to some section of that population. We also offer scholarships for young men and women who would like to serve as nurses and as doctors. So that's another way that we touch that suffering with hope. These people are a people of good humor, even though they suffer so much. Children, about 25% of the children die before they get to school. In spite of all that misery, in a way, they have a good sense of humor. They love to tease. I fell in love with them myself. Wonderful people. Many of them are artists. Carvers, their art is known throughout the world, all the way to Europe. Nonetheless, they are a people who, like I said, live from day to day. In Java, in Nias, and also in Papua, one thing we have to understand is that the Catholic population is spread throughout the area in small villages, and on any one Sunday, only a small portion of those villages can have Mass. In the other villages, men and women who are trained to be leaders of the Catholic communities are the ones that also lead the worship services on Sunday. Father Kosman's father was one of those leaders. He led one of those communities for 19 years. It grew and grew, and finally now it has become a parish. So that's another way that we touch a source of suffering, a lack of priests in the area. So I'm ending my mission appeal by telling you one piece of good news, that we Croziers have 45 seminarians. 45 seminarians, that is a real fortune. And I come to you asking for your help, to help us grow a church in the rainforest of Indonesia, but also to supply leaders in medical world, in the education world. Well, mind you, Indonesia is 700 tribes and languages. But as of 1945, when they gained independence from Holland, Bahasa Indonesia was made the national language. So education is utterly important for all of these people to be able to work one with the other. The people that I lived with in New Guinea were only out of headhunting and cannibalism since 1962. That's rather recent. I knew some of the old war chieftains years ago. So it's that kind of a new church situation that where we're trying to grow a Catholic church. And I come to you to ask for your help in this exciting and very challenging mission in the world. You, those of you that feel truly blessed economically, might consider sponsoring a seminarian for a month or for a year. A year would come to $8,000 to $10,000. That's all in living costs and tuition in the seminary and the university that they attend. We also give, like I said, scholarships for young men and women who want to be trained in as doctors and nurses. So I ask for your help, because the local people definitely do not have the resources to sponsor all this that they need to grow their own church. So we're going to have a second collection this morning after communion. And because it's a second collection specific for the mission, you can put your money or your checks right into the basket. But if you forgot your billfold or your money, you can pick up an envelope that's at the end of the pews and bring the offering next week, okay? And if you write out a check, write it out to the parish. That's the way the system works throughout the United States. Write the check out to the parish, and in the memo section, write mission, okay? And Father Richard will make sure that the offerings that you make today will get to us, okay? So I end this appeal with the sign of the cross in Bahasa Indonesia. I will speak it out in Bahasa Indonesia, and you will say Amin. Not Amen, but Amin. That's Amen in Bahasa Indonesia. Ready to sign yourselves? Atas nama Bapa dan Putra dan Roh Kudus.
Amin.
Amin. Yes. I think with an amen like that, it sounds like you might want to go right to New Guinea and join our mission. But if you can't go there directly, then go with your donation. Thank you very much. Terima kasih banyak for your attention and patience. Thank you.